This segment is proudly brought to you by Capital Air. Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri. ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla that today, Wednesday, the 7th of Jumad al-Ula, 1447, in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, South Africa, and 95% of the cities, countries of the world. And today we focus on chapter number 10, Surah Yunus, and verses 54 to verse number 56. 54 to 56 is our lesson today. To recap our lesson of yesterday, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us that you, the munafiqeen and hypocrites and non-Muslims, you're asking for the punishment to come immediately. If hypothetically, for argument's sake, Almighty Allah sends the punishment in the darkness of the night, bayatan, or brightness of the day, O Naharan, ماذا يستعجل منه المجرمون? You, the criminals, what will you say? Are you still going to hasten it? So remember, everything will happen on the appointed time. Things don't occur with our degrees. Everything occurs and happens with the decree of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Asumma, then what? إذا ما وقع آمنتم بي, when all this punishment come, then you want to bring iman? Al-an. Now when the punishment comes, وَقَدْ كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ, the same punishment which you were hastening and seeing, that you see, bring it now. Then when the sakarat starts, you enter into that new realm where you can see what's happening in the year after, like the Pharaoh. Then you want to bring iman? No, it won't be accepted. ثُمَّ قِيلَ, then it will be told to them, لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, to those people who are the mushrikeen and non-Muslims, ذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْخُلْدِ, taste the punishment of eternity, perpetuality. So that is what happens to them. Allah has enshrined this in the noble Quran. Chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, verses 64, 65, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعَنَ الْكَافِرِينَ وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ سَعِيرًا. Verily Allah has already prepared for the non-Muslims that blazing fire, and Allah has already cursed them. And they will dwell and stay there forever, eternal doom, eternal gloom. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا لَا يَجِدُونَ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا. No helper, no protector, nobody for them. That is the justice system of Allah Jalla Wala. Hal tujuzuna illa bima kuntum taksibun. The punishment has to fit the crime. South Africa, you see, how many murders every day, how many rape every day. They told us in 1996 and the late 90s, South Africa's constitution is the best constitution in the world. Already that time I said, that constitution is not worth the paper on which it is written. What good is that constitution that you give the gays and the lesbians, you tell them that is a human right issue? What good is that constitution where you abolish the death penalty? What good is that constitution where the victims have less rights compared to the criminals. So remember, therefore, you see the chaos and anarchy and chaos and everything going on now. Hopeless people, you must remember. وَيَسْتَنْبِئُونَكَ, and they're asking you, Ya Rasulullah, أَحَقٌ هُ, is this about death and about Qiyamah and Jannat and Jahannam, the life after death, and sub, you see what is happening afterwards, post-death, is it true? قُلْ هِ وَرَبِّي, tell them, definitely, وَرَبِّي, I take an oath on Allah, إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌ, is 100% the truth. And when the punishment is decreed for you, Jutlas, and you non-Muslims, وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُؤْجِزِينَ, then you can never ever escape it. You can't frustrate the plan of Almighty Allah, جل وعلا. We did the verse already. وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَبَقُوا إِنَّهُمْ لَا يُعْجِزُونَ, that the non-Muslims must not think that they can beat Allah. They must never think that they can frustrate the plan of Allah and they will escape the wrath and punishment, chastisement of Allah. No, it will not happen. And after mentioning that Allah addresses the Muslim countries, you Muslim countries, you must wake up from your slumber and so forth. وَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ, you see that? So you should be having your arms and ammunition and everything ready. But you see, they have arms, ammunition, the Arab tanpod dictators, murtads and shaitans, to make zulm and oppress their own people. They don't use it against the enemies because they are in bed with the enemies. So that is what Quran Sharif is teaching us. And we should know all these type of verses here. It will motivate us and galvanize us and take us into action and so forth and so on. So that is the weakness of this ummah today, that we are not preparing ourselves against these enemies and so forth, but they are preparing all the time. So therefore, Almighty Allah has invited us and commanded us that we must be an ummah that must be ready for jihad and so forth and so on, and not rely on other people to give us protection and so forth, like what is happening nowadays. So you see, that is the weakness that we are going through today. Then they say, no, America will look after us. Since when America is going to look after you? They got their hidden agenda, they got their own herb. You must remember reasons and all that. They never ever have friends. They always have interests. They will use you and then give you a good kick up your backside. Surah Anfal, chapter number 8 and verses 59 and 60. So there you will find it in Surah Anfal, verse number 59 and 60, and that is chapter number 8. Now today's lesson, Surah Yunus, chapter number 10 and verses 54, 55, 56. Today's lesson. وَلَوْ أَنَّ لِكُلِّ نَفْسٍ ظَلَمَتْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ لَفْتَدَتْ بِهِ وَلَوْ, and hypothetically and argument's sake, أَنَّ لِكُلِّ نَفْسٍ, for every human being, ظَلَمَتْ, then who committed kufr and shirk, blasphemy, polytheism, idol worship, then if he committed that crime and perpetrated it and he died in that state and condition, then ظَلَمَتْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, if all the platinum, all the minerals are given to that person, then just for his salvation and just for being saved from the punishment, lifted be, he will give that, you must remember, as ransom and so forth. Why? Because when he sees the horror and the terror of Jahannam, then he will realize what a foolish move he made. Various places Allah has mentioned this. I just read for you one, so you will understand it better. You must remember that. Al-Qur'an yufassiru ba'duhu ba'da. Certain verses of the noble Qur'an elaborate and expand and expound the other verses. See what Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala teaches us. That Almighty Allah states, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا, verily those people who are the non-Muslims and they died, وَهُمْ كُفَّار, while they are non-Muslim, فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمْ مِلْءُ الْأَرْضِ ذَهَبًا وَلَوِ افْتَدَى بِهِ, So even if the entire world is filled with gold and Kruger coins and all that, and they give it as a ransom, still it will not be accepted for them. فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمْ مِلْءُ الْأَرْضِ ذَهَبًا وَلَوِ افْتَدَى بِهِ. So never ever will it be accepted. So your iman, my iman, O Muslim, O Muslimah, is greater than the world and whatever it contains, all the gold, silver, lithium, platinum, and what have you. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ وَمَا لَهُمْ مِنْ نَاصِرِينَ. For them will be a painful, terrible, horrible punishment and no one to assist them and help them. Surah Ali Imran, chapter number 3, verse 91. For you, you don't understand chapter and verse, the last ayat of the third supara, the third juice. Go and see what Almighty Allah says, the value of one person's iman. خَيْرٌ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. Better than this whole world and whatever it contains. So this ayat is for those people who are non-Muslims and they are sane and mature, and that is a decision they made. 8 billion plus people on the earth today, 7 billion plus have made the decision. They hate Islam, they despise the message and the messenger and everybody, aliyazubillah. So this is when the time of Sakarat and death comes. Then when they face all the charges, then they will wonder what a foolish move we made. Then Allah says, وَأَسَرُّ النَّدَامَةَ لَمَّا رَأَوُ الْعَذَابِ وَأَسَرُّ النَّدَامَةَ. And they will conceal, they will hide. النَّدَامَة, the remorse and the regret. لَمَّا رَأَوُ الْعَذَابَ, when they see the punishment. Today in our courts, when people are sentenced, then they to life for 20 years, 10 years and what have you. So remember, they put on a brave face and then they start crying when nobody is there. But alas, it's too late. And ye in this world with a smart, sharp lawyer, maybe things can happen, you must remember. But there, no lawyer, no procureur. Procureur is Afrikaans. And no barrister, and no senior counsel and queen's counsel. وَأَسَرُّ النَّدَامَةَ التَّوْبَ النَّدَامَةَ. What is tawbah? To have remorse, to have regret, and to have afsos. You see that? So the grandfather was sitting with the grandchildren and having a meal. And he saw one put tomato sauce, but one put vinegar sauce, one put this sauce, one put that sauce. So he told them, kitna of sauce, hey, you see that you're eating things and drinking things which are harmful for your health. Where the children going to listen, you see? Say, Dada, Nana, you're an old timer. You don't understand us. We are the modern people. We were born after 1994. We are the Democrats, you see that? Harami shaitan. So all their thoughts and ideas. So وَأَسَرُّ النَّدَامَةَ, and they'll conceal and hide their regret and sorrow and everything else. لَمَّا رَأَوُ الْعَذَابَ, when they see the punishment. Allah Jalla Wala states, وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْقِسْطِ, and amongst them the verdict has already been passed with justice. Allah does not make zulam, Allah does not oppress anybody, anything. But Allah is absolute justice. That's a different thing, me and you with our puny little brains. We don't fathom it, we don't comprehend it. Hikmatullah al-Baliqa, Allah Ta'ala's wisdom is such of the highest, highest order. But our puny little brains, we don't understand it. So وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ, hence they will not be dealt with unjustly. Allah, behold, I'm a teacher, right? So now to tell the students, Al-Masailul Hammah. Today the issues we are going to discuss are very important. All of you must pay attention. I need your undivided attention. So you call it Harfu Tanbih. You're giving a warning to them. So when Allah says, Allah, behold, pay attention. And sometime when we should teach them in Newcastle, these students, we tell them Al-Masailul Harrah. that today is all hot maslas. You see, that is what shouldn't they love, you know, husband, wife, and all these kind of things. Allah, behold, inna lillahi ma fi samawati wal earth. Verily, inna lillahi la metamlik. It belongs solely, only, exclusively to Almighty Allah. Ma fi samawati wal earth. When the word ma is used, it refers to inanimate objects. So everything that is inanimate in the sky is the celestial creation, and on the earth that is a terrestrial creation. So everything belongs solely, only to Him. And then Allah says, Man fi samawati wa man fil earth. Whatever has got life and animate objects, so that also belongs solely, only to Almighty Allah. So Allah is telling the politicians and the kings and prime ministers and presidents, don't fool your love yourself. Don't live in a delusional world. I am the king. I am the president. I am this. You see, yesterday, the president of Zimbabwe was addressing the nation, and then load shedding hit in, and then he had to give the lecture in complete darkness. That is our Africa, you see, Africa. So that is the incompetent, good for nothing. You must remember that. Masters only in stealing and corruption and so forth. So Allah is showing us who makes the sun rise, who makes the sun set. When I went for Zuhur, I just felt few drops of rain. So I took out my hand and I read the dua, read, O Muslim. Hadithu ahadin bi rabbi. This is the latest bounty from Almighty Allah upon me. So when it starts drizzling, take out your hand and read the sunnat masnoon dua. Authentic hadith mentioned in Muslim Sharif. Hadithu ahadin bi rabbi. After Zuhur, we made dua for Palestine, for Sudan, for Kashmir, for our own country, for ourselves and everything. Allah decimate and destroy America and Israel. Yesterday alone, the Haramis murdered and martyred more than 100 of our people there in Palestine, in Gaza, and then 36 of them children, 1/3 of them. And these are the people, they want peace. The only peace they want is how to steal more pieces of land and occupy it. But the world is seeing. So majority of the Jews, majority of the youth in America, Europe, have turned against their own countries and against Israel. Today, 80%, 90% of them are supporting the Palestinians. And they don't know what to do. Because why? If they call in the international journalists, they will see the genocide and the war crimes and the ethnic cleansing, all perpetrated by the Jewish apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler. Hitler was a good guy. He filled Jutlas up, you see. You want homosexuality, you want pornography, you want interest, accelerate rechmark. And he fixed them up good, you see. So therefore, you mustn't fall in that trap that what they tell you was a good guy. They tell you Winston Churchill was a good guy, was a big harami. He caused, you must remember, genocide day in India, millions of people lost their lives. So don't be a fool and an idiot, you must remember. Today what they did in America. Yesterday, today what they did. They took one guy in 2020, 2021, when the protests were marching and going and so forth, the protesters, and they smashed the one statue to pieces. And that guy there in America, you see that? He was the father and the founder and one of the members of the Ku Klux Gang, the Triple K, you see that? And so forth. So then, now you must remember, they put up and re-established, re-erected that same statue. And that harami said in Arkansas, I only want whites, and if there's blacks, they all must be slaves. So this is what Trump and his administration are doing. White supremacists. The rest of you, you are second class, third class. But they will speak about human rights and peace and about democracy. They are the biggest racists and haramis. But the sad part and tragedy is this Ummah is absolutely jahil, ignorant. 80% of them regarding deen and dunya. Deen, they don't know whether they're coming or going, and dunya also, just like sheep, whatever they see on the TV, what they hear on the radio, they just swallow it, they can't sift out the haq and the truth, and decipher what is really happening. Oh, just messes are asses, we just carry on like that. So it's very, very bad that you must remember. You must know how to sift out what is the truth and what is falsehood and so forth. So Allah Ta'ala is telling us, Allah, behold, inna wa'adallahi haqq, that truly the promises of Almighty Allah, 100% the truth. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But majority of people, majority of jinn, they don't want to know. Agar tu hina chahe to bahane hazar. If you don't want to do something, you'll have 1,000 excuses. They say, where are we going to read 5 times salat? Where are we going to fast in Ramadan? Why must we pay 2.5% zakat annually? So why must we do jihad and so forth? All this, no, no, no. Rather we become freelancer, wine, dine and swine, eat what you want to, drink what you want to, sleep what you want to. So that is how shaitan, Satan, Lucifer plays the game. زَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Satan, Lucifer beautifies and embellishes the vices. You see that. Then when they see their own daughter is pregnant and they don't know who the boy is, you see, then they say, what the hell happened? So when it comes home to your own family, then you realize Islam is the right religion. So therefore, you must remember, so many youth there in America are embracing Islam daily and so forth. They are all indebted to Palestine. They are all indebted to Hamas. They are all indebted to our Mujahideen. They saw both sides, what the Westerners do, America, Britain, Europe, and all of them, and what the Muslims do. You see that? Who are you he where you meet? Who gives life and death? Only he gives life. Your wife, your daughter, when the full term, 8 months, 9 months, the day, supposed to be the happiest day in her life, she gave birth. But lo and behold, the child was stillborn. How devastated is that mother? How disappointed is that father? And now you go and just bury the child. There's no janazah salat. Because there's no life, you must remember that. You just put a little bit of water, wrap it up, and then bury it, finish. So life comes solely, only from Allah, not from the ventilator and the doctor. Where you meet, he alone gives death. How many a person took the gun and shot himself at the end, you'd say, that it was, remember that it was, they say, aborted suicide, attempted suicide, you see that? So it wasn't successful. So now that person there loves still, you see. So Allah will death come on the appointed time. Allah will give that life when He wants to. So me and you, for both, we must read chapter 2, verse 201. Is a very famous verse, and we must learn all this. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana. Ya Allah, regarding my dunya and my worldly pursuits and so forth, give me goodness, goodness. Wa fil akhirati hasana, and the year after. I go straight to Jannat al-Firdaus. We see the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam interceding for us. We see Allah jalla wala's mubarak, honorable countenance. Allahumma arzuq. Wednesday afternoon, du'as are accepted. Say ameen, ameen, ameen. Allahumma arzuqna shafadan nabiyy al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intercede for us on day of Qiyamah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ladhatan nadari ila wajhika al-kareem. Ya Allah, we beg of you that we have the pleasure of seeing thy honorable countenance. Ya Allah, we know death is hovering above our head. Allahumma ja'al khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fi. Ya Allah, make that the best day in our life, the day we come to meet you. Allahumma ajdud wat ataka ala juyushi israeliyin wa amerikiyin wa britaniyin wa almaniyin wa hindiyin wa a'da'iddin. Ya qawiyu ya aziz. اللهم أرنا عجائب قدرتك فإنهم لا يوجزونك. Ya Allah, you tighten your grip and punish the Jutlas and the Jews. You punish the Americans. You punish the British and the Germans. You punish the Hindus and the Mushrikeen and all the enemies of Islam. And show us your power, Ya Allah, that they think that they can just kill and murder the Muslims. You show them your power, Ya Qawiyu, Ya Aziz. So that is how we beg Almighty Allah. Tomorrow's lesson is a fascinating lesson on tafsir, but it is only on Markaz Sahaba. It will be live. You can listen to the podcast. It's all to do with Quran Sharif. Fascinating. Huwa yuhyi wa yumitu wa ilayhi turja'un. He alone gives life. He exclusively gives death. And unto him, Allah, you will be returned. Whether your body was cremated in the crematorium, whether you drowned in the ocean. You see, they asked the student, you got geography exam? He said, yes. He said, name one ocean. So he said, ocean basket. So such idiots are writing exams, you know. So you must remember these things, yeah. So wa ilayhi turja'un. So we have to return. All of you will be returning to Almighty Allah. And then we will give our history. Wa kulluhum atihi yawm al-qiyamati farda. Everyone will come individually to Allah. Speak your story. So are we ready to meet Allah? Ask ourselves. Chapter 3, verse 194. وَلَا تُخُزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Ya Allah, do not disgrace and humiliate us on the day of justice. May Allah Jalla wa'ala give us khatima, ending on Iman and Islam. And that day is the day of our passport and our book of deeds. We are counted أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ Chapter number 90, verse number 18. We receive the book of deeds in the right hand and the next one straight into Jannah. Ameen, Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio.
Empowering the Ummah.